Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. This is going to be a little bit different of an episode. I know how cheery and excited and happy I always am, but today we're getting personal. And I want to talk about your past 30 days. And most importantly, I want to talk about your next 30 days. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. So I'm going to keep this episode super simple. I'm going to use one quote that I haven't directly addressed on this podcast, but it did pop up on social media and I saw this quote and I was like, boom, that's the subject of today's podcast episode. And also I'm going to weave in a story that my mom has always said to me. It's been a hot minute since I've talked about this lesson that my mom still says to me to this day, quite frankly. And so it's been a while since I've brought that lesson up. So I'm going to remind you of that, whether you're a longtime listener of this show or you're new to this show, trust me, this lesson has so much merit and I promise you it applies to wherever it is that you are here today. And shout out to Mark Zimmerman for tuning into this live stream. So if you are tuning into the podcast version of this recording, I do often live stream these to my Facebook. So if you want to actually see me on video and be a part of this and get a shout out like Mark is getting right now, then make sure you add me on Facebook or follow me on Facebook. Just search Brian LoFermento. You'll find me. I think I'm the only one as far as I know of. Hopefully there's no other imposters out there. And add me on Facebook. I always love seeing your names pop up and especially getting messages from you guys on Facebook. So don't be shy on social media. But let's dive in to today's episode. So the quote that really sparked my inspiration for today's episode is very simple. And it said, it's like the clearest way that you can possibly address this, which is 30 days from now, you can either have progress or excuses as to why you didn't make progress. So 30 days from now, you can either, this is an either or, you can either have progress or you can have excuses as to why you didn't make progress. And you get to decide. And that's the important thing that I want to talk to you about in today's episode. And I know there's every once in a while I get really harsh on these episodes. And I tell you, there's so much urgency. You have to take action. If you want to actually do something as an entrepreneur, those successes, those results, they lie in actions. And all too often, it's easy. And I'm calling every single one of you listeners out. You know how much I love you listeners of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. We have listeners in over 150 countries now, which always blows my mind. And I love looking at the map. There's still countries we have to fill in. So shout out to all the new listeners in countries all over the world. But the thing about when you tune into these business podcasts, especially Mindset and Motivation Monday, or if you listen to any of the other podcasters or gurus out there, for example, for me, every single time I listen to Tony Robbins, I am fired up. And I know that so many people, we get that external motivation from YouTube videos or from podcasts or from TED Talks. There's so many different ways to get inspired, but then what do we do with it? We don't take action. And we don't get results as a result of that. And so that's why I really like that quote, because here's the thing, and this is where I'm going to weave in this story from my mom that she's told me ever since I was a kid, still to this day, is that the time passes anyways. And the reason why that resonates with me so hard, and you know what? I'm not going to throw all of you listeners under the bus here today. I'm going to throw myself under the bus very publicly, since Mark Zimmerman is tuning into the live stream of this episode. I'm going to directly talk about Mark. And so the time passes anyways. First, I want to talk about that. It's a concept that my mom has always told me since I was a kid, because it's true. The time passes anyways. Think about 2021. So here we are on March 15th, 2021. I'm recording it just the day before. So it's March already. We're halfway through March already. Have you achieved your goals? Have you moved forward in the direction of what you want to accomplish this year? Whether that is fitness related, whether that is business related, whether that is mental health related, whether that is finance related, whether that is relationship related, whatever areas that you want to make forward progress in, you've had 2.5 months at this point. We're 2.5 months into 2021. And remember, on December 31st, all those incredible things that you told yourself that you were going to do. quite frankly, way too often we don't do those things. And what we end up with instead of progress is excuses as to why we didn't make that progress. And the reason why I'm recording this episode here today, the reason why I'm shouting into your ear pods or your AirPods or your car speakers or as you're taking a shower, wherever it is that you're tuning into this episode, the reason why I feel so strongly about this is because this time is passing, whether you are taking full advantage of it or not. And quite frankly, the proof is in the pudding. I could get on you and say, hey, what are your tangible results up to this point? And a couple weeks ago, we talked about false starts here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. But ultimately, the real truth, the real source of truth when it comes to your progress is your results. If you want to lose weight this year, have you lost any weight? You've had 2.5 months. If you want to be in a better financial situation, have you saved more money? If you want to start your business, do you have customers and clients? Because if not, you are not showing signs of tangible, measurable, it's the important part, measurable progress. And quite frankly, the biggest issue that I have with that is that the time is going to pass. And I want to talk to you about, you know what, let's talk about Mark Zimmerman right now. So Coach Mark, he's the guy who I co-founded Rip 30 with, which is one of the fastest growing online fitness companies in the entire world right now. We're recently featured in NBC and CBS and Fox and all over the internet. It's really cool seeing how many people are getting crazy results with Rip 30. But here's the thing. I haven't said this publicly. It's pretty depressing to me. I haven't played much tennis in 2021 yet, just because my knee's been slightly bothering me and I'm not the best when it comes to resting. I'm always game. If there's a soccer ball, I'm going to kick it. If there's a tennis game going on, I'm going to join it. If someone wants to go for a long walk or a long bike ride, I'm going to say yes. And as a result, I haven't let my knee rest. And so Mark, being the great personal trainer and friend and business partner that he is, he said to me, Brian, take this time. Do 100 push-ups a day. It's my only challenge to you. You could do whatever the heck you want. I hope you're eating healthy. Just do 100 push-ups a day. Just give me that. And so because it's not reliant on my lower body, it's something that I can do even with my knee bothering me, Mark told me to do 100 push-ups a day. So what did I do? Day one, 100 push-ups. I felt great. I committed 100 push-ups. Day two, what did I do? 100 push-ups. I felt great. Day three, what did I do? I hope you're not giving up on me just yet. I did 100 push-ups on day three, but then day four came, day five came, day six came. I had excuses and Mark would text me and he's really good. This is one of the reasons why he's such an incredible personal trainer and why he helps transform so many people's fitness. It's because he follows up. And he followed up with me and he's like, did you do your push-ups today? Did you do your push-ups today? And I even noticed it in myself having those excuses where I said, nah, dude, I was in the video studio creating all new content, or I had to get caught up on my email list because I haven't had a chance to do that lately, or I'm lining up guest experts for the Launch Coalition, all these different things, all excuses. And so it hit me the other day. And this is something that I am throwing myself under the bus for, but I hope you're also simultaneously throwing yourself under the bus if you're guilty of this same thing. So the other day in the shower, it hit me. And, you know, I'm washing myself, cleaning my arms and everything. And I'm like, man, if I took Mark's advice 30 days ago, I would have 3,000 push-ups under my belt at this moment in time. That's it. 3,000 push-ups more than I've put in today. I would have visible signs of progress, despite the fact that on day one, I don't look any different. Day two, I don't look any different. Day three, I don't look any different. Day four, I don't look any different. It gets compounded over time. And guess what? That was 30 days ago that Mark issued me that challenge. All I had to do was 100 push-ups a day, and I would have tangible results right now. But even then, it's hard to commit to these things for 30 days. We know that because we've all committed to things before and fallen off the radar. And that's where that life lesson that my mom has told me so many times comes to head. She has always said to me, Brian, the time passes anyways. And she used to always use the example of school. I remember when I went to undergrad, I was just like, man, 4 years, that's a huge chunk of my time. And she said to me, Brian, what else would you do? The time is going to pass anyways. So do things that matter. Do things that set you up for success in the future. The time is going to pass anyways. And now is a great example of that. 30 days, whether I did the push-ups or not, 30 days passed. So if only I had been doing those push-ups every day, those 30 days passed, I would have results. if I just took it one day at a time and just put the actions in, and that's why actions is my word of the year. If I just put those actions in every single day since 30 days ago, the time passed anyways. Here we are, March 15th, 2021. Whatever you did or didn't do up to this point in the year, the time's passing. So I hope that you are putting your efforts. I hope that you are putting your energy. I hope that you are putting your focus. I hope that you are putting your actions into things that matter. Because 30 days from now, the time will have passed anyways. And there are two types of people who are listening to this episode today. There's the type of person who over the next 30 days will watch Netflix and they'll get better at Netflix and they'll look at the news and say, oh my gosh, the world is still not back to normal. And they'll say, oh, woe is me. There's still lockdowns. Oh, woe is me. We still have to wear masks. Oh, woe is me. I'm not able to travel yet. Woe is me. This isn't the ideal situation to be in. Woe is me. I've got time off work, or woe is me, I've got too much time that I'm spending at work. All of these different excuses, that person exists. And I hope it's not you listening to this episode today. I hope that something strikes a nerve here today where you think to yourself, no, 30 days will pass. Brian is right. And I don't want to be that person he just talked about, where for the next 30 days, I come up with 30 days of excuses as to why I didn't take action. Because that's one person that listens to today's episode. No doubt about it. And it's a lot of people, quite frankly. I'm calling every single one of you listeners out. But on the flip side, the second person who's listening to this episode today is saying, no, today's the day. I'm putting my foot down because you're right. 30 days from now will pass whether I'm working towards my goals or not. And that's why I better be. The time is going to pass anyways. So you might as well be putting in the focus, the determination, the persistence, the actions, the consistency. You might as well be putting that in, because 30 days from now, you're either going to have progress or you're going to have excuses about why you didn't make progress. So this is my direct assault on your attempts to achieving your goals this year. And hopefully, if you have gotten a little off track, the time passed. 2.5 months of 2021 is already gone. And 2.5 more months will pass just like that. Think about how quickly we've arrived at March 2021. Whatever you're waiting for, if you're waiting for coronavirus to pass, if you're waiting for things to go back to normal, stop waiting. You don't have a choice in any of those things. 2.5 months from now, we're going to be almost halfway through this year. So this is me pushing you today. I know this is, it's a little bit more direct. It's a little harsher than my usual tone that I strike on this podcast, but I feel so strongly about this topic and I hope you take it to heart. I hope it's that little kick up the butt that you may have needed to start taking action and start taking actions towards your goals. That is my word of the year. So hopefully I'm closing it on a little bit of a nicer tone for you, but I do feel so strongly about this. I invite you to sit down and ask yourself, if I've got 30 days, 30 days are going to pass over the next month. What do I want to show for at the end of that? And reverse engineer it and say, what are the actions I can do on a daily basis to get there? I'm a huge fan of sprints. Maybe it's a reflection of my personal preferences when it comes to running. I hate distance. I love sprints. It's because you can, this is what I told myself before every sprinting race, is I was just like, look, it's going to suck. I'm going to hate it. I don't like running personally. It's going to suck. I'm going to hate it, but it's just 100 meters. I mean, I could just do it for 100 meters. I can achieve 100 meters of pain of sprinting. And so that's why I love sprints. The same is true in life. You are able. You are for sure. You have the skills. You have the determination. You can establish that consistency to do anything you put your mind to for 30, 60, or 90 days. And those short sprints, if you establish consistency there, those are the things that bring results. I'd love for you to have results and progress over the next 30 days rather than excuses. That's it from me today. Hopefully, this was a little bit of a tough love episode, but hopefully you got a lot of value from it. That's it from me. Make sure you pound that subscribe button. If you haven't reviewed the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast just yet, reviews make such a big difference to podcasters. For real, every single podcaster, not just me, every single podcaster really appreciates reviews. So take 60 seconds out of your day today. I would so deeply appreciate it. And I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, hello@imetbrian.com. Pound that subscribe button. Otherwise, as always, I'll see you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento.
For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book,
visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.